Chapter 19.
You say he's down there?
Bezog said. He stood on an overlook hidden by the trees. All the others were there except Ben, Sasha, and Rary. She was treating the wounded.
The Half Moon Valley of Stones. Interesting.
What's so interesting about it?
Brenwar said, looking through a spyglass.
Just rough-hewn stones.
They're portals.
To where?
Bezog ignored him. He was more interested in what Gorley, who stood beside him, in the form of a large rough-hewn stone himself, had to say. He stared at the changeling.
What? Better than a goblin or a dwarf?
Gorley said to Brenwar.
Perhaps you prefer an orc,
Gorley said.
I expected you to be glad to see me.
Glad? Ha! Never!
It's not your appearance,
Bezog said.
It's your story. Nath Dragon and Selene. Why would he do such a thing?
Gorley had already told them about his abduction and Selene's betrayal. But he still didn't understand Nath's motivation.
I guess Nath needed to see what he was up against.
You should have stopped him,
Brenwar said.
And blown my cover? I couldn't do that. They'd have killed us all. Not that they didn't try once already.
Gorley towered over Brenwar with his hands on his hips.
Hundreds of men died just after he left.
Back up, changeling, or whatever you are.
Brenwar poked at him with a warhammer.
I'm not gonna mourn men who served on the side of evil. Now get out of my way! I'm going down there and dragging him out myself.
There's scores of dragons down there,
Bezog said, stepping in his way.
Not to mention the hundreds that watch from above in the city. Set your frustration and anger aside. Let's think about this. At least we know Nath is close. And I'm grateful for that.
We need a plan,
Shum said, stepping in.
But I fear we might be too late.
Why do you say that?
Brenwar said. Shum pointed toward the floating city. The jacksite glowed with new life, and the dragons tethered to the chains were flying again, with their great wings beating. Slowly, the city began to turn in the sky. Little by little, it picked up speed. Eyes tilted upward. Bezog said,
I have a bad feeling about this.
What do you mean?
Brenwar said.
Spit it out, Elf!
If I were to guess, that city and all that stone, it's a beacon.
Beacon for what?
A beacon that will not only attract, but control more dragons.
And how many of those do you think it will control?
Gorley said.
With that much jacksite, I'd say all of them.
Brenwar stormed away, found his chest, and picked it up by the outside handles. He headed back to the rest of the party and dropped it at their feet. They all stared.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What do you propose we do with that?
Shum said, eyeing it.
Put our boots in it?
Hovind laughed.
Brenwar,
Bezog said, kneeling down and opening the chest up wide.
I understand what you're thinking, but even this and all the powers stored within, I don't think will help us enough.
Nath went in there with nothing at all, as I understand it. At least we have this. Now is the time to help him.
Brenwar looked into the darkening sky. Lightning streaked across it, and more dragons flew into the city.
Now is the time. I feel it in those bones of mine.
Bezog fingered the items in the chest. there were rows of portions in small, bright vials. Ornate tokens and objects. Strangely woven cloths, wands, orbs, tools, and stones of many colors. He plucked a yellow vial from the shelf and tossed it to Hovind.
Take that to Sasha, and tell her to use it on Ben and Rary, if you please.
Hovind started to slide away, but Ben's strong voice stopped him.
I'll take it from here,
he said, coming closer and looking into the chest. His arm was in a sling, and his bearded face was scratched up something fierce.
I think what you have in there can certainly help us. But this is what Dragon needs.
Ben held out Fang, who was still sheathed in his scabbard. The dragon head hilt's tiny gemstone eyes were glowing, and puffs of smoke flared from their nostrils.
Fang's trying to talk to me. I think he misses Dragon.
Eyes resting on Fang's hilt, the wizard's face brightened a little. He was certain Nath was alive. The possible futures shown in Sama's dreams didn't always come to pass. It was clear to Bezog, inside his gut, that Nath still lived. He'd been hesitant before to let his friends rush in, fearing the venture might be futile, that Nath was gone. For now, this was not the case. There was still time to help their lost friend.
That settles it, then,
Brenwar said, standing tall and picking up his warhammer.
We're going down there now.
And then the ground shook. Stones cracked. A gut-wrenching dragon bellow rose up out of the valley and swayed the trees and timbers.
What in Guzan's beard was that?
Brenwar said. Another thunderous dragon cry rose up. Dragon flames blasted into the sky down from the valley.
What was it?
Bezog said, unable to hide his bewilderment.
Who was it is more like it?
All his fears came to life.
I don't know why, but I'm certain that was...
Brenwar stepped out of the overlook and finished his sentence.
Nath Dragon!